Welcome to A World Powerfully Transformed, a new podcast from Unity on Cape Cod. We are creating community, celebrating love, and transforming lives. In this special series, we will bring you exciting, positive spiritual teachings, as well as thought-provoking interviews with guests from a diverse spectrum of the greater community. Now let us join Reverend Tony for this week's presentation.
Welcome to the Unity on Cape Cod podcast. I'm Reverend Tony Cryer, the spiritual leader here at Unity on Cape Cod. We are part of Unity Worldwide Ministries, which has a vision of a world powerfully transformed by the growing movement of our shared spiritual awakening. Each week, I will be bringing you special guests, and we'll be talking about current issues and topics that are impacting our lives and how we can take a spiritual approach to transforming our world. So welcome, come on in. Welcome back everyone to A World Powerfully Transformed. I'm Reverend Tony, and today I'm going to be talking about something very important in our spiritual path. It's called the practice of non-attachment. And I want to speak about this subject because I believe many people are trying too hard to let go of their thoughts and let go of their past and release their emotions about certain things. And I would like to offer a wonderful, easy, and beautiful way to look at non-attachment. I was reading something this morning that really sparked my attention. And it was from two people, Mahatma Gandhi and another writer who I don't remember their name, but they were talking about our interdependence, how we are inherently connected to one another. So detaching from one another is creating an attachment to our separate thoughts, our separate desires, our separate emotions, and all the things that seem to create misery and pain on this earth. And so the answer to that is to initially remember and get in touch with our oneness, with our inherent interdependence and spiritual connection to one another. We are attached. We're attached to God, and we're attached to one another, and we're attached to everything in the universe through these invisible strings of energy, frequencies, vibrations. And so there's no escaping our oneness with the universe, our oneness with everything. There's no escaping our connection to one another. So if we're trying to detach from one another, if we're trying to detach from reality, from what is being presented to us, then we're only binding ourselves further to our own attachments, to attachments to our separate ideas. So here we go. I'd like to just offer some really nice insight into this. The Buddha said the root of all suffering is attachment. Think about that. I've often said the root of all suffering is our belief in our separation, in the false belief that this separation that we experience is really causing us all our pain. So what are we attached to? We're attached to our separate ideas. We are attached to our separate identities, which come from our separate thoughts. So what I'm attempting to look at in my own life, what I'm attempting to undergo right now is a transformation of my thinking. And this, I believe, is what unity is all about. What any new thought or spiritual path is all about is a transformation of my thinking. And that, since the world is a projection of my thoughts, becomes the world powerfully transformed. But I must attempt to transform my thinking. Or let's say, even that's an attachment, the attempts. I must allow the transformation of my thinking to take place by focusing on the truth, by focusing on spiritual law and practicing it within my own life, within my own heart and my own mind. It's a wonderful affirmation I came across this morning. I am practicing non-attachment, accepting what comes and allowing it to leave when it's time. What's for me will be for me, effortlessly. I love that. It's going to be mine. It's going to stay with me. And I don't have to think I must hold on to this. Literally, we are attached to our ideas. And so the practice of allowing my mind to be fluid is going to free me. Many people think that there is no greater freedom than the practice of non-attachment. Eckhart Tolle says, non-resistance, non-judgment, and non-attachment are three aspects of true freedom and enlightened living. Non-resistance, accepting what is. Non-judgment, accepting how I see it now, but letting it change. Accepting a new vision of the people I'm looking at the events, the situations, the circumstances. This is non-judgment, allowing what is, allowing it to come, allowing it to go. The attachment to certain rigid ideas is what's holding me in a certain opposition to what is. And so I have judgments against what seems to be happening. I want it to be different. And what I say in my mind is, if this was only different, I'd be happy. If you only thought differently or acted differently, I would be happy. And what's that? I'm throwing away all my power and I'm giving it to something outside of myself. What if that person, situation, or event never changes? Maybe it even gets worse. Where did I place the power of my happiness? Outside myself. And I believe that's why so many of us are unhappy. Because we're counting on the world around us and the situations and circumstances to show up in the manner we want them to show up. And so we're attached to a result. When that result doesn't happen, uh-oh, there goes my happiness. Here's another quote I ran across. It's called a Zen tip. Non-attachment allows for full participation in life. It does not mean indifference or carelessness, but rather you should do your best and not worry about the results. I really like that idea. Many of us have used the idea of non-attachment to do the spiritual bypass and to ignore what's going on in the world. That's not what we're doing here. We're powerfully transforming the world by what? The growing movement of our shared spiritual awakening. Awakening is the goal here. And it's not a goal like the goals you will seek in the world. Awakening is a spiritual goal of accepting what is, because God only creates mind awake. That's from my favorite spiritual teaching, A Course in Miracles, which to me is a huge lesson in non-attachment. What does it say right away in the workbook? The very first lesson. Nothing I see means anything. So it's already asking me to teach myself that what I'm seeing, I'm giving it meaning, and by acknowledging it doesn't really mean anything, I'm detaching from all of the stress of having the universe look the way I want it to look. Because literally, our vision is so limited, our understanding is so limited when we only see from our sense consciousness. And I love the Fillmores because they really allowed for God consciousness to guide their thinking. And they taught divine consciousness, universal consciousness, to guide our thinking, to guide our actions. So here's something from A Course in Miracles. From the reviews of the first few lessons, I just want to read a couple of them, because nothing I see means anything. The reason this is so is that I see nothing, and nothing has no meaning. It is necessary that I recognize this, that I may learn to see. What I think I see now is taking the place of vision. I must let it go by realizing it has no meaning, so that vision may take its place. I must let it go. And it says, what I think I see. Why? Because I'm only seeing a little part of it, a very limited part of reality. But when I let it go, when I'm not attached to what I'm seeing, vision will take its place. The second lesson is, I have given what I see all the meaning it has for me. I have judged everything I look upon, and as a human being, it is this and only this I see. This is not vision. It is merely an illusion of reality, because my judgments have been made quite apart from reality. I am willing to recognize the lack of validity in my judgments because I want to see. My judgments have hurt me, and I do not want to see according to them. No, I don't. I want to see according to Christ's vision, which is in me. And here's the crux of my whole teaching. These thoughts do not mean anything. The thoughts of which I am aware do not mean anything, because I'm trying to think without God, without the universe. What I call my thoughts are not my real thoughts. My real thoughts are the thoughts I think with God. I'm not aware of them because I've made my thoughts to take their place. I'm willing to recognize that my thoughts do not mean anything, and I'm willing to let them go. Again, non-attachment. Letting go of what? My thoughts. I choose to have them be replaced by what they were intended to replace, the truth, an experience. My thoughts are meaningless, but all creation lies in the thoughts I think with God. And it goes on and on in this practice of non-attachment, not only to our thoughts, but if we become our thoughts, if we are creating an identity from the thoughts that we are thinking, then it is our limited self-identity that we have created from these thoughts that also is let go of. And now you're free. You're free to be as God created you. You're free to be the magnificent being that you are. So let me read one more. It's the review of Lesson 10 in A Course in Miracles. My thoughts do not mean anything. I have no private thoughts. Okay, so right away, every thought that I'm thinking has power and it's projecting something into the world. So I have no private thoughts, yet it is only private thoughts of which I am aware. So this is, again, the world I am attached to is projected from private thoughts. They're not thoughts that are shared, because only loving thoughts are shared. Remember that. We'll get back to that later. Only loving thoughts can be shared. Everything else is an attempt to violate the laws of oneness and to attack your neighbor by judgment. And so they're not loving thoughts. And so you cannot share those thoughts. You can share a belief that those exist. And yes, you can live within the nightmare of a world where everyone's fighting against each other, but that's not truth. That's not our true reality. And so, what can these thoughts mean? They do not exist, and so they mean nothing. Yet my mind is part of creation and part of its creator. Here's the big question, everyone. Would I not rather join the thinking of the universe than to obscure all that is really mine with my pitiful and meaningless private thoughts? There's the big question right there. Do you want to join the thinking of the universe, the experience of the expansion of light and love, this wonderful creation filled with magnificent beings and just an amazing adventure of life? Or do you wish to continue in a separate, private illusion of reality that is made up by attachment to your private thoughts? That is the question, my friends. Would I not rather join the thinking of the universe? So I was reading a section in one of my favorite books, Discover the Power Within You by Eric Butterworth. And it's the chapter Sufficient Unto Today. And it's really all about abundance and prosperity. And right away, Eric Butterworth points out the scripture that Jesus used for non-attachment. And I love it. It's from Matthew 6:19-34. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon this earth, where moth and rust consume, where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust can consume, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now, of course, this was spoken at a time where there weren't banks and places that we stored up our money and locked up our treasures, but they were material objects, mostly, that people thought of as their material wealth. And they used to have fabrics of all kinds, silk and woolen fabrics and metals and things like that, which were very precious to them at the time. And they would hide them in their house. And sometimes the moths would ruin the fabrics and the metals would rust. And so this is the basis for that particular analogy. But the most important thing is he's saying, where does your treasure really lie? That will be where your heart or your experience of life is. If your treasure lies in the things of the world, then you will be attached to the things of the world. And then when they are destroyed or taken from you, what's going to happen? Your heart will be sad. It will be depressed. You might even be angry. So again, attachment is, as the Buddha said, the cause or the root of all evil or suffering, he said, suffering in the world. Attachment also leads to depression, fear, anger, and violence. So what's the way out of this? How can I practice non-attachment? I must lay up stores in heaven. I must seek spiritual experience. I must seek higher ground. I must develop mental and spiritual attitudes of receiving divine substance and experience. Attached to nothing, I will receive everything. When Jesus said, this is Eric Butterworth again, lay up treasures in heaven, he is referring here to the metaphysical principle that material wealth is nothing but objectified thought. We place the value on it. Again, A Course in Miracles. I've given everything this I see the meaning it has for me. So we place the value on it. So that if our heart is in the value we've placed on material objects or objectified thought, then that becomes what are the world we're attached to. When we store up for ourselves treasures in heaven, in our higher consciousness, in our heart, we'll be attached to those experiences. Isn't that wonderful? We will be attached to love, and we'll be extending love. And everything will be an adventure and a miracle. So I'd like to read quickly now from the message from the minister from August 2021. Demand nothing, receive everything. Over the years, I have encountered thousands of people, just like you and me, struggling to make sense of this life, trying to find their purpose, seeking greater meaning, abundance, and love. I have watched the various twists and turns in the teachings of truth in an effort to gain this awareness, but inevitably the seekers would fall short of achieving their deeper levels of experience because of one unnoticed error in their thinking. Without exception, every individual I saw falling short of their goals, their spiritual goals, or their goals on earth, had this one thing in common. Each person had a rigid idea of how their good was to show up. They were so focused on the outward manifestation, they had forgotten the key ingredient, which opens the gate to never-ending abundance, joy, and peace, which surpasses all understanding. The spiritual key is the practice of non-attachment. Holding mental and emotional attachments is the way we limit or even imprison ourselves within the confines of what we think we want. These attachments make demands of the universe, which may not always be in our highest interest. Instead of saying, "Thy will be done," we say, "Give me what I want." Attached to what we think we want, we cannot see our highest good, which is within us and all around us. In fact, we build a version of reality in our heads that quite often retains little or no resemblance to reality at all. When we defend this illusion of reality, we cannot receive the unlimited blessings available to us each and every moment of every day. Let's take this bleak picture of human nature, our habitual patterns of attachment, and turn it around. What if we open our minds to the wonder of life and ask for awareness of reality and the spiritual vision to see our good in every situation and the Christ in every person? We can train our minds to let go of the past and all we thought was holding us back, and thus receive countless blessings we did not notice before. When we approach life as a gift, The burdens we once thought weighed us down become stepping stones to greater peace and inner strength. Take, for example, the burden we may feel in taking care of an aging loved one. How we put our lives, quote unquote, on hold to care for their every need. Sometimes feeling overwhelmed and exhausted, only to suddenly discover the miracle of sharing their final years, months, and days that they have on earth. You realize the incredible honor bestowed upon us that we were chosen to share their final moments of life. A powerful shift occurs in that instant that you choose to receive rather than to judge your experience. To accept rather than retain your grievance with God. In this holy instant of release and acceptance, we begin to see just how much we are loved and just how much is waiting for us on the other side of our attachments. Instead of demanding, we are now open to receiving. Demanding nothing, we now realize we have already been given everything. We realize that every good and perfect gift or divine manifestation is already waiting for us in the field of pure potential, what the Bible sometimes calls the Father of lights, which is also known as the higher or universal mind. From James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above and come down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation, neither shadow or turning. Your higher mind is the light of your consciousness, my friends. And the universal mind, being the source of all light, is holding all things that can contribute to your highest good. So let us come this day into the knowing where our good resides. And remember always that whatever you desire is already yours. I am yours in Christ consciousness. This has been Reverend Tony. Thank you for joining us. We love you. We'll see you again.
Thank you, each and every one, for tuning in to this special edition of A World Powerfully Transformed, a Unity on Cape Cod podcast. If you would like to support this program or find out more about Unity on Cape Cod and our Sunday services, please visit our website, unityoncapecod.org, or stop by our spiritual center at 147 Walton Ave in Hyannis, Mass. We would love to get to know you. Be blessed and remember to be a blessing. This podcast was made possible in part through a grant from Unity Worldwide Ministries and the Templeton Foundation.